Life is full of adventures in the shape of places, people, and experiences. And in retirement, it's your turn to choose what those adventures look like. Whether you want to travel, fish, hit the beach, or see grandkids, it's important to take time to connect to your dreams for retirement. Welcome to the Delaware Retirement Connection with your host, Len. As a certified life coach and certified financial planner, Lynn combines life coaching and financial advisory skills to help retirees identify and fund their life goals, hopes, and dreams to make their retirement as amazing as they want it to be. Now, here's Lynn.
Welcome to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm here with my wife, Joyce. How you doing, Joyce?
Hi, Lynn. Always nice to be with you.
Always fantastic to spend some time with you and our listeners. And today is going to be connecting with basic life. Basic life. You know, life gets so incredibly complicated. You know, just the pace of life and the activities of life and, you know, even technology. And I think it just creates complexity and the whole digital age. And, you know, and sometimes it's just nice to get simpler and just more meaningful. Do you ever feel that way, Joyce?
Oh, yes. To go back to just the two of you, to where you didn't have to be responsible for a lot of things, was a lot easier.
Okay, you're getting nostalgic on me now. Just the two of us. Okay, that was like years ago. All our kids are out of the house, and now it's still the two of us. But you're talking right. About when we didn't have all those responsibilities. So you're talking about the responsibilities, not having responsibilities.
Yeah. So, I mean, all those things just make it simpler when you don't have, you know, other people that you have to account for and take care of. You get up, you brush your teeth, you have some food, you go to work, you come back, you do the laundry, you know, some of those things feel like that. And it's a part of the cycle that everyone has to do. But you're not adding having to go here and there and everywhere to, yeah. to take someone else.
That's true, though. You know, you're using the W word, work, and, our listeners are largely retired, so they don't do work. But, you know, it's just keeping life real simple, you know, simple times, simple, you know, connections, you know, not fancy preparations, you know, not like if you have people over, not like a 6-course meal in the fancy dishes. It's like having people come over and ordering a pizza. It just basic life. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I just love coastal Delaware here in southern Delaware, just being able to do some basic stuff. And I think that's one of the reasons I enjoy nature so much, because, you know, I just go to the beach and it's just the ocean in me, you know, just walking, you know, the sun, the sand, the surf, maybe the seagulls, I guess all the S words. So just, you know, unwinding from all that and how that's so important to me. I just need that, just that simplifying and connecting with basic life.
Yeah, so simple for me is probably just being able to kind of get up when I want. I used to be more of a regular coffee drinker, but I've kind of cut back on that. So for me, that's like a nice treat. And it brings me back to just like the basic luxury of enjoying a cup of coffee, of just praying, of having some quiet time to yourself.
This is part of your routine. You know, for me, I remember some basic life stuff with my mom. My mom was from the old country, and that being Ukraine, and it was very rural. I had a chance to visit Ukraine, not her village, but I had a chance to visit Ukraine. I think many of the villages were very similar. When I went to some of the villages in Ukraine, last time I went maybe about 7-8 years ago, it's like a throwback to like before I even grew up in the 60s. I mean, it's like, the 50s and 60s, you know, very, very rural, very few amenities, you know, villages, and there'd be like a well. You know, people would get their water from the well, and there'd be like one, you know, not like we have our telephone poles here, you know, all kinds of wires. It's just like a short little pole, and I guess that's electricity. I don't even know if there's just phone service, to tell you the truth, you know. So, you know, very, very rural, and my mother grew up in that kind of a lifestyle. And so for her, living on the farm and, you know, growing your own vegetables was, you know, a big part of life. And, you know, I almost 10 years now. And as I think back now, she used to garden is because I think that brought her back to that simpler life. And also, interestingly, she would, you know, wash clothes, but she would not use the dryer. She would hang up the clothes on a line. That was just simple. You know, I don't know if she thought it was better for the family, or maybe, you know, she just put up the clothes and, you know, it was something she enjoyed to do. I don't know. But that was just part of her connecting with simple life. And mother of four children, and I'm sure she would just like to go there and, you know, and have that time with herself. And now your mother also grew up in a farm. And maybe you could talk a little bit about that and how your mother really enjoyed doing her flowers.
Oh, yes. The farm was a bit of a ride from where they grew up. So you would have to go over this small body of water. And if you couldn't go in the jeepney through it, you had to push the jeepney through it. And
so what you're saying is that your mother lived on a farm. She lived on a very large farm, a sugarcane farm, but the farm was disconnected from the house. So she had to go from the house to the farm.
Right. And just, you know, she loved being there with all the workers. They were like part of her family, she said. And I just remember her saying how much they really wanted to do for the farm workers. And they set up a church there at the time and just found ways to enjoy the farm life, riding the carabao or just going over. I remember at the farm, this little bridge that down below I could see like crawfish. And so it's still a memory that I remember anytime I go over any bridge, I can almost see those crawdads.
Your recollection as a girl doing that. You know, before we go too far, you said ride a carabao. Is that what you said? Riding one of those big beastly things? You actually would ride on those things?
I don't remember riding them, but I remember seeing other people ride them. So maybe that's my recollection of, you know, just someone riding them, but seeing them because they're pretty big. And sometimes I remember seeing a little kid on there. So I wouldn't remember if as a little child, somebody put me on there unless they told me.
That's a big beast. That's a big beast.
It's really pretty interesting seeing those animals.
Well, my memory from farms is because my mother, because of her background being quite rural, we would go to the farms and we would pick the U-Pick farms. And we grew up in New Jersey, and Jersey being the garden state, has many farms. And I remember, goodness, we used to pick strawberries and blueberries. Goodness gracious, that was a lot of fun. You know, going to the blueberry marshes and picking, you know, the blueberries and sour cherries. My grandmother used to have sour cherries, and boy, those were yummy. You know, the wish to make different preserves with both actually my mom and my grandma with sour cherries and, you know, canning food herself, you know, just basic life stuff, you know, picking string beans. And I think a lot of people grow up today and I don't even know if they know what a tomato plant is. You know, I just think you know, we've got so disconnected with some of those basics. And that's been, you know, for me, that's, you know, just reconnecting with that basic. And, you know, now I think I have a little different appreciation for farms. I don't know when's the last time, Joyce, you were on a farm, but, you know, how do you view farms? You know, that's a real basic, you know, basic life existence.
Well, I know if I can remember going back the most recent time, it was to do some sort of cherry picking. And I went with my son, my youngest son, and that was a lot of fun. And I remember even going back to that same farm years before that, and they would have like a little area where there's a goat or chickens, and the kids always like to go, you know, see the little animals around there after, you know, going to pick the different kind of fruits or vegetables that you wanted, you know, and those little petting zoos were something that was a big attraction for the kids to see and to participate in.
Now, it's interesting how we have different appreciation, you know, of farms, you know, and just different things in our life, and how it has different meaning to us. Growing up, for me, it was just like a fun place, you know, to go. But now as an adult, I just see how essential they are to commerce and to community. You know, you just take things for granted as a little kid, but how I've really come to really appreciate people who do farm and how they provide, you know, what we need, again, for basic life. This is Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. We'll be right back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Len a call at 302-501-7711 and see where you stand in retirement. What if you ordered a pizza, but when you opened the box, a couple of pieces were missing? That would be upsetting, right? Now, think about how much you believe you've saved for retirement. Do you still owe taxes on that money? Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and his team at Dedicated Financial Services understand the importance of tax planning and can help you reduce the impact that Uncle Sam has on your retirement. Give them a call today to start working on your retirement tax plan. 302-501-7711. Now may be a great time to lower your future tax liability. Create a retirement plan today so you can get as many slices of your retirement pie as possible. Call Len at 302-501-7711 today and schedule your visit. That's 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services and may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by DedicatedFinancialServices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm here with Laura Brittingham, CEO of Brittingham Farms. Hi, Laura. I'm so glad you can join us.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
You know, a lot of folks move to the area, to Sussex, and they don't really realize, especially people who live near the shore, that this is really historically a very rural farming community, is it not?
It is. Delaware agriculture has a longstanding place in the heart of Native Delawareans. It's been our top industry since really the beginning of time.
That's interesting you say Native Delawareans, was such a small part of the population right now. And I think it's helpful for people to get a little sense of what it was, because, you know, it's a history that gives us a perspective of where we are. And, you know, when people move to this area, I think there's sort of a tendency for them to want to make it the way it was when they were where they came from. But the whole idea of relocating is to experience new cultures and new ways of life.
Exactly. So our family farm has been owned for about 90 years within our family, the Mumford and the Brittingham family. But the Brittinghams go back to the Revolutionary War and prior to, with being located in Sussex County. So our family has been here since the early colonists, and we just absolutely cherish our roots in Delaware agriculture, and we have taken on kind of a new venture for our farm. It has been conventionally tilled for 90 years, and we just recently decided to open it up to the public because of a lot of that Delaware growth. And it's our mission to preserve our Delaware family farm and kind of reinvent it in a new way and open it up to the public for all of our new Delaware residents so that they can experience what it's like to live and visit a working grain farm. So it's something that's, you know, we're bringing the old and the history and all of our, you know, longstanding roots to kind of reinvigorate it with a new way of doing things. So
it sounds so really exciting. So let's talk a little bit about when you say open up the farm. We want to make sure our listeners know what that means. Am I supposed to bring my boots and my overalls to get busy?
if you stand around long enough, you could get put to work. But so again, we are a conventionally tilled grain farm. We have been for 90 years. When my husband and I were offered the opportunity to start tilling the ground 4 years ago when his grandfather passed away, we decided to start off with corn and soybeans and just get our feet wet in farming industry. So again, both of us come from a long line of farmers. My father's a farmer. My great grandparents were farmers in the Dover area. John obviously comes from a long line of family farmers in the Millsboro area. And we're just kind of taking all that background and history. And we decided, I was at the time, 4 years ago, a medical device rep at BB, PRMC, and even traveled as far over as Annapolis. But we have three young kids at home. We decided that it was really difficult for us to balance me traveling so far every day. And with me, again, having this history and love of Delaware agriculture, we started brainstorming and thinking about how we could transition the farm into something new and current and viable and really family friendly for our own kids, but also for our community. And so what we decided on is to start researching different things that were really agritourism friendly, and lavender came up one day. Now we've already had our flock of very sweet heritage breed sheep, but we also decided to open the farm up to the public with a brand new farm store with a big 5-acre field of lavender, and then to also bring the sheep into this kind of collaborative, multifaceted farm experience that we have now.
All right. So there's two topics that our listeners probably know nothing about.
Okay.
Sheep and lavender.
Okay.
So, and I'm not going to say I'm an expert on either one myself, but let's talk a little bit about the sheep. And, you know, what's interesting, when you know nothing about a subject, you really know nothing about it. And the little research I did about your farm and about sheep, you know, it was like, if you're not an agricultural person, you think like a sheep is a sheep. I mean, that's like how would you know that? But there's many different breeds of sheep. And you have actually sort of a very interesting connection with American history, mm-hmm. with actually, as silly as it sounds, the breed of sheep mm-hmm. that your farm has. Talk a little bit about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So it's interesting. So we get invited to the Lewis Historical Society Christmas Village every year. And with talking some of the members at the Lewis Historical Society, I didn't realize that Lewis was actually a big mill town for processing wool into yarn. And that dates back to, again, really early America. My husband and I have always loved American history. And in our travels to Colonial Williamsburg, Mount Vernon, we came across the Lester Long Wool breed of sheep. And once we learned their story and their history, we really fell in love. We knew that we wanted to bring on a very special breed of animal. We were always drawn to the heritage breeds. And what that means is that that specific breed was here during early America. And during a tour in Colonial Williamsburg for a family vacation, we learned all about George Washington sneaking the Leicester long wool sheep into the country, into early America. And the reason he loved them so much is because of their coarse, long, curly wool. And if you remember what was going on during those times, the pre-Revolutionary War, our early colonists were freezing. Britain was putting taxes and high tariffs on all of our textiles. And so he snuck them into early America to help keep our early colonists warm. And so it was encouraged that everyone breed their sheep to the highest possible amounts so that we could, again, create independence from Great Britain. So they have a fascinating story on how they originally came to America. And so we are a very proud, proud farm to kind of promote this breed. There are still only under 100 breeders of the Leicester long wool in the whole country today. Colonial Williamsburg runs our foundation, and we get our breeding ram from them every year. And so breeding time is a very special time. The lambs being born every spring is a very special time. And so this breed, again, is protected under the Livestock Conservancy. And all of our numbers are very important. And so we register our flock and we report, you know, however many lambs we have each year. So it's kind of a fascinating story. But we are such a proud breeder of that specific breed because of that American history and their early start here in the colonies.
Well, that's really fascinating. I see that I missed my orders from the general to breed sheep. I kind of missed out on that one.
Missed the memo.
Yeah, I missed it. Yeah, so thanks for...
We got it really late. Don't worry.
Yeah, so thanks for picking up the ball there. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Laura Brittingham, the CEO of Brittingham Farms. Laura, tell our listeners how they can connect with you. And after you do that, talk about some of the... ways that people can visit your farm, you know, what you have going on at different times of the year, and
yes,
how they can really take advantage of this really unique and special resource.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, we have a brand new farm store that we have just opened this past summer. Within the store, we carry lavender items that we make on the farm. We carry several wool items, dryer balls, yarn, roving, raw fleeces from our own flock of sheep. We carry eggs, dairy, heritage breed meats, and lots of beautiful gift items. So it's a really fun place to visit year round. And the farm store is open Monday through Saturday from 10 in the morning till 5 every day. We carry pumpkins in the fall. We carry Christmas trees around the holidays. We have lots of fun events in the spring geared around lambing. And we have story time for kids several Saturdays a month. So you can follow all of our events on our website. That's www.brittinghamfarms.com. We have a wonderful Instagram and Facebook page that can keep you up to date on all of our events. Brittingham Farms, again, on both of those social media handles. But we absolutely are devoted to agritourism, to creating a really unique experience for families within the community that come visit us. We give farm tours. We do field trips. We have a partnership with Sussex Central FFA, where we are teaching them how to propagate lavender. And we have a partnership with the University of Delaware as well, where I went up and taught a class recently, and we're teaching those students how to propagate lavender. Around the holidays, we also have a Christmas bazaar that'll be starting this year that will continue on annually, as well as farm-to-table dinners and bringing in chefs throughout the summertime when the field is purple. So lots of fun things to follow with us.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah, it's kind of retro. You know, you're doing some really cutting edge stuff with agriculture that really ties back to the heritage of this area, but it's like brand new stuff.
Yes. Yeah, Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. And tell folks the address of your farm and some idea where it is, what it's kind of near.
Yes. So if you're in downtown Millsboro at the 113 and 24 intersection, continue west out 24 about 2 miles. We are past the beautiful development Plantation Lakes. We're the next right-hand turn after Plantation Lakes. It's Phillips Hill Road, and our address is 22518 Phillips Hill Road in Millsboro. Again, just west of 113 intersection in Millsboro.
You also said a choice of words I never heard of before, propagating lavender. So talk a little bit about what that's all about.
Yes. So to make new lavender plants for us to sell in the spring, we do a hard cutback in the fall, and we take all of those clippings and we take them to the greenhouse, put them in a special combination of soil, take care of them and water them all winter long. And then we have lavender plants to sell to our community every spring.
And is there anything special about lavender other than it just pretty and smells nice?
Lavender is supposed to help you relax and stay calm. So we hope to, you know, again, bring that experience to anyone who visits. We want on-farm visitors to come to the farm to relax, to enjoy nature, to enjoy the sights, sounds, and smells of a working grain and lavender farm. So it's used for lots of things, but relaxation is supposed to be the number one.
sounds calming and reassuring. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Laura Brittingham, CEO of Brittingham Farms. We'll be right back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
Enjoying the show? Check out Len's book, Maximizing Your Retirement, at maxamazing.com. Dedicated Financial Services has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proofed? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with variable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Lynn and the team at Dedicated Financial Services can show you strategies to help combat inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 302-501-7711 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and the team at Dedicated Financial Services now and start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Laura Brittingham, CEO of Brittingham Farms, having really just a wonderful conversation about farming. And, you know, a big buzzword in so many industries and so many parts of life is the whole idea of sustainability. Mm-hmm. It's a relatively new word to our think culture. I'd like you to talk a little bit about what that means when it comes to not just farming, but the sustainability of a way of life.
Yes, I love it. So, yeah, so for a conventionally tilled farm like we are in Brittingham Farms, we take the history of how the land was treated very, very seriously. And so when you ask a farmer about sustainability, to us, the first thing we think of is typically the health of our soil. And so we have started making transitions from the typical conventionally tilled property and farmland in terms of ag and conventionally tilled products to a way that is more regenerative and more sustainable over the long term. Because obviously the reason why we are doing this and preserving our family farm, we want to obviously preserve the history and the heritage that's gone back through our family's grandfathers that have taken good care of the land. But also we want to preserve the land for our children and our grandchildren and beyond that. And we certainly hope that all of the efforts that we put in today, just like my husband's grandfather and great-grandfather before us, you know, we want to, you know, teach those skills and take those elements of preservation and teach our children and the next generation. And so again, this all ties into why we opened the farm up to the public to begin with, to teach children about healthy soil, healthy living, healthy diet, creating as much food into our community as possible in the healthiest possible way, treating our soil the healthiest way possible. And so every year we do things on our farm that are more regenerative, that keep our land healthy. Our lavender field, for example, is never sprayed with anything. Actually, in terms of lavender health, the more you neglect it and ignore it, and the less water it gets, the more it thrives. So it's fantastic in those steps towards regenerative living, sustainable living, and keeping your farm healthy.
Well, that was more of a agricultural lesson than I thought we'd get on our program. But what I also want to talk about is sustainability of life.
Yes.
And what I specifically want to talk about is development. And
I see.
You know, the thing is, people move to coastal Delaware because of really the wonderful resources here. And it's largely viewed as the beach, right?
Right.
People are here for the beach.
Right.
But we should talk a little bit about being here for the land and why we need farms to continue the quality of life people had
exactly
here. Otherwise, we're just going to have like one big, massive 55 plus community.
Exactly. So I will tell you that there was a beautiful farm across the street from our farm. We really wanted to purchase the land. It's very difficult for farmers at this point, especially in Southern Delaware, to expand our farm properties or farm establishments. We compete now with developers. And so when the farm across the street went up for sale, we really would have loved to have purchased it. We couldn't afford it. We knew that it was going to go to a developer. It was at that point that we decided to open our farm store. And so, you know, what I feel is really important in terms of the ag community now is that all of us really take a step back and assess what we have. Since farmers, it's really impossible at this point for farmers to grow in terms of acreage at this point in Sussex County, we have to get really creative now with the acreage that we have. And so that's what we decided to do. We had 5 acres of soybean field that had typically been through conventional corn soybean rotation. It didn't make sense for this property to have irrigation. It never really did well with grain crops because it wasn't watered. And so that was the perfect field for us to transition into lavender. It's right on the road. It's beautiful road front acreage. And so again, we have to get creative with what we have now to remain profitable. And so we can, you know, welcome people onto the farm and create a space where families feel welcome to come visit. And so while, yes, the farms are being sold and being developed, as long as the farmers that really are devoted to ag and farming, as long as we kind of hold our ground and get really creative with what we have, you know, there can still be a nice balance. And that's what I think we're trying to focus on.
Hold your ground. That was one of the best puns I've heard in farming. Hold your ground.
Yes.
Hold your ground.
Hold your ground.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so what would our community look like if folks like you ceased to exist, if other farms ceased to exist? What would be lost to the community?
So I think, you know, the appeal of Sussex County is that we have the beaches here, we have open land, we have places for the kids to run. And again, it's really important for all of us to help contribute into keeping that kind of lifestyle. And so, you know, if you live in a community, go support your local farmer. Help us stay relevant and viable so that we can keep these places that were traditionally what Sussex County was started on.
And I think that's one of the reasons why there's such a resurgence in farmers markets.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you see the farmers market being exactly that, a connection between residents and farmers.
I think it's so wonderful what's going on in each of these small towns in Sussex County. They really are promoting Delaware agriculture at these farmers markets. And I think that our farmers have gotten super savvy lately with creating the most food possible on the smallest amount of land. You'll go to the farmers market and see people with 1 or 2 acres that do a beautiful CSA, or, you know, and so there's such a vast variety of offerings at the farmers market. So I think that, you know, any attempt at promoting ag and contributing to our food supply in Sussex County is such a win-win and such a wonderful thing.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Laura Brittingham. Laura, tell folks how they can contact you or find a little bit more about your farm.
Yes. So we post all of our events on social media prior to our events. We have a website with events. You can check us out online. You are welcome to come to the farm. We are open from Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. We are closed Sundays. And in terms of our lavender, we are going to be doing something really unique and different with our lavender for our area. We are going to be an oil distillation farm. And so what that means is that, you know, we have 2,200 plants on 5 acres. We are growing every single spring and adding more plants. But we have a copper distillery that was handmade in Portugal specifically for us. And we will be distilling several days through the month of July every year. Families are welcome to come to the farm and watch that distilling process and learn about it. And so we will eventually, as our field matures, be a producer and wholesaler of lavender essential oil locally and lavender hydrosol. So that kind of makes us a little unique to our area.
And of course, you can look for the events on DelawareRetiree.com, we'll have the different events in the area. And of course, we'll have the events for Brittingham Farms. Laura, take us through an experience for someone that would come visit your farm. Someone pulls up your farm. Yes. and like, what does that feel like?
Yes, yes. So, you know, we're Brittingham Farms, Lavender and Lambs. So you will experience all the lavender. We have a beautiful field where you can do a self-guided tour, or my husband and I are happy to give, you know, quick tours, spur of the moment. We love talking about the farm. We love showing it off. But if you come visit us, you can sit in the rockers and relax. You can have an ice cream, which was a collaborative effort between our farm and Frozen Farmer from Evans Farms in Bridgeville, Delaware. Frozen Farmer was seen on Shark Tank. They do provide our ice cream. So on-farm patrons can come and grab a lavender ice cream, sit in the rockers and relax, watch the tractors go by. We are happy to take you on a tour and show you our sheep. Charlie, our little lamb, loves to come over to the store quite often, and he was my bottle baby last year and loves to be around us. He's more of like a dog than a sheep, and he will come and want you to pet him and give him all the attention and back scratches that you're willing to give. And so the whole experience is very relaxing. We have a beautiful store that you can browse. You can walk through the fields. You can walk and see the sheep. Again, it's kind of an all-inclusive farm experience that is overall just relaxing and fun. So we've been called a destination farm so far in our early couple of months being open. And I love that. That's such a compliment that people are coming from the ferry in Cape May area over from New Jersey just to see us and experience the lavender and lambs. So it's a very relaxing experience. It's almost like a staycation.
Sounds really extraordinary. Laura, if you could accomplish one thing with your farm, what would that be?
just to continue to provide a wonderful experience for on-farm visitors. We love it when families bring their kids. It's a wonderful learning experience. We want to be considered a teaching farm, and we have all the elements in place. And my goal for the farm is just to continue to teach kids about ag and just create that ag appreciation for every family that comes and visits.
Which is has really gotten lost in our society and culture and digital and virtual, you know, just the getting back to your roots, mm-hmm. right? And you know, who we are as a people and what we need to sustain life is essential. Thanks so much for being part of our
program
today. Thank
you so much for having me. It was so much fun.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, spending some time with Laura Brittingham, CEO of Brittingham Farms. Look them up, spend some time with them, and just reconnect with those you love at the farm, and really enjoy what this area is all about. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
If you want to catch more of Len's Maximizing Your Retirement, tune in Sundays at noon on Channel 47, ABC News. What if you ordered a pizza, but when you opened the box, a couple of pieces were missing? That would be upsetting, right? Now, think about how much you believe you've saved for retirement. Do you still owe taxes on that money? Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and his team at Dedicated Financial Services understand the importance of tax planning and can help you reduce the impact that Uncle Sam has on your retirement. Give them a call today to start working on your retirement tax plan, 302-501-7711. Now may be a great time to lower your future tax liability. Create a retirement plan today so you can get as many slices of your retirement pie as possible. Call Len at 302-501-7711 today and schedule your visit. That's 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services and may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by DedicatedFinancialServices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, talking about connecting with basic life. And what's really interesting is that life has gotten so complicated in our society, largely technologically driven. A lot of it is propagated by capitalism and providing choices and trying to take a piece of your attention, a piece of your mind, a piece of your heart. And there are so many forces and so many stimuli and so many things really competing for our attention, for our heart, for really what draws us, that it could really get exhausting. And the question is, how do we deal with this? How do we get to the basics? How do we get away from all the noise? Not necessarily just audible noise, just all this commotion around us, because that could really be overwhelming, and it just wars against our very being. So what I would like to spend some time talking about is what I call the core soul needs. There are four core soul needs that I've uncovered through my various studies of scripture as a Bible reader and a follower, and also just an observer of life, everything from how people do everyday life to how people even handle their finances as a certified financial planner and certified life coach. I've come up with these, what I call four core soul needs: identity, life purpose, love, and peace, that everyone needs in abundance in their life to have a real sense of connection with who they are and have a fulfilling life. And when we're looking at basic life, connecting with basic life, it really starts with connecting with your most fundamental and basic identity. I call it your chief identity. We have many portions or components, I call them identity components, of who we are, everything from families of part of our components, our beliefs system is one of our components, different roles we have in life is one of the components, different skills and accomplishments is one of the components, the community that we're part of is one of the components. And so there's many parts of who we are, but there's really one primary component of our lives, something that really resonates more than anything else. It could be our faith. Our faith could be our most important component. Our family could be our most important component. Those are usually the top two. If we're working, our work could be our primary component. For some folks, maybe a hobby is a primary component, and that hobby really overshadows everything else in life. And that could be okay if that's what you want, but maybe if your hobby is a little too much of a time commitment on your part, it might be because that might be too much effort going into that component. That might be an imbalance in your life where maybe some of the other identity components, maybe your family, might be something that you need to focus a little more time on. But let's take a look at really what that looks like by pressing into your most important, your chief identity, and spending less time in those other areas. When we look at our chief identity component, let's say it's family, really what that means is to really make family more important, to really stay away from all those other activities. I call them facets of life that tie into our different components, our different identity components, and really say no to more things that aren't really relevant to our most basic focus in life, our most basic identity. What happens for retirees, they often get so busy pursuing all the different things that this area offers, all the different fun activities and all the different resources that are available and all the different things to learn and pursue and experience. And what happens is it creates a complexity, a chaotic almost living. And it pulls people away from that, what I call basic life, that real fundamental connecting with who we are. And so it's a choice. It's a series of constant choices to continually say no to things that really distract us from our most important qualities, our most important considerations, our most important parts of who we are. Otherwise, we're just chasing down the road of doing all the different things that really draw us from who we really are and are really exhausting. When we look at our other identity components, the life purpose, the love, and peace, those are also tied to the basic life idea. So when we look at our basic component, we look at what does life look like that stems from that most prominent, or what I call the chief component. So if my chief identity is my family or my faith or something else, what I'm going to do is I'm going to structure what I do and really focus in my sense of what is my life purpose stemming from that identity. So if my chief identity is my faith is really what I'm going to pursue in all the different parts of my life. And all parts of my life will have a aspect of my faith component, my faith identity. And so that might mean if it's a faith-driven identity, I'm going to be looking at life purpose related to my faith. How do I grow my faith? How do I live my faith? How do I express my faith? How do I make my faith more relevant to me and the folks that I love, that I do life with? How does that integrate in that very important part of my life? If family is my chief identity component, I need to be thinking about my life purpose related to my family. And when I look at that, it's everything from how do I make my spouse the most important part of my life? And what are my goals with my spouse? How do I want my life with my spouse to look like? What's my life purpose related to my children? If I have grandchildren, what's my life purpose to them or with them? How do I build into their lives? How do I make their lives more powerful? How do I make their lives more meaningful? How do I make their lives more successful? So what I do revolves around my life purpose related to my family. Of course, this doesn't have to be an exclusive single life component. However, what happens is one of the components typically dominate, and we have to be really careful that we get balance in the different life components that we live. Now, if we look at the next life component, which is love, when we have a lot of activities in life and a lot of things worrying at what we're doing, what happens is pleasure, pursuit of pleasure, fun, really crowds out the idea of love. That doesn't mean that we can't have fun and love people, but what happens is sometimes we get so busy pursuing pleasure that doesn't really get us a satisfying sense of love. It doesn't give us a fulfilling sense of love. So if I'm playing games all the time and going out to the different happy hours and all that kind of stuff, that's all great. I'm enjoying time with my loved ones, but we're talking really about more of a quality time together, getting a chance to know people for who they are and getting a chance to connect in a very relational way and knowing them and building into them and sharing intimate time together, being vulnerable. Of course, we want to enjoy life and those enjoyments of life develop relationship as well. But if we're really just running after and pursuing enjoyment and it's not tied to meaningful relational connectedness, it really tends to wear on us and it tends to really reduce our quality of life. We may have a more fun life, but in terms of a very abiding and a sense of a peaceful life, we miss out on that. And that's a good segue into our last core soul need I'll talk about, which is peace. Peace is that overwhelming sense that everything is okay in our lives when we have buzz going around and we have different things in our circumstances of life that are upsetting. And how do we have peace in the midst of turmoil? And really, again, that gets back to connecting with basic life, connecting with our identity, who we are, connecting with our life purpose and what our life looks like, connecting with those relationships that surround us, the people that we love, the people that we have most meaningful life with, connecting with that and really doing less. It's interesting, the adage, less is more, really, I thought for many years was just a, it's just sort of a cute play on words, but I didn't really appreciate the depth of that. And really what that means is when we do many different things, we don't settle into anything that's particularly valuable to us, that's extraordinarily important and really resonates with who we are. And so we have to be thoughtful with what we're spending our time doing and really what we're pursuing, because when we're active and doing so many different things, we're really missing out. And by really focusing on those basics, who we are, what our primary life purpose is, who are the really select people that really make our life special, and how do we have peace? How do we experience deep, abiding peace? All those answers typically stem from living a more basic life and connecting with those most basics. Not to say that we shouldn't pursue some of those other things that are more enjoyable and are exciting, but sometimes when we get caught up in the overwhelmingness of life, those basic connections with who we are, what's important to us, really gets us to the place we want to be. Thank you so much for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I wish you many blessings.
Leonard P. Haydachuk is an investment advisor representative of SGL Financial LLC and offers insurance services through this SEC-registered firm. He also offers insurance products and services in Delaware as an individual licensed and appointed insurance agent through Dedicated Financial Services.